/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Roni Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. Thursday, April 24th, learn more about lead credit with the Lead at Oneonta team at 5 p.m. Also happening at 5, an art gallery reception is happening at Fine Arts. On Friday, April 25th, the Empire State Service Corp is hosting a yoga meditation session from 8 to 1 p.m., located at the First Floor Lounge in Madison. On Saturday, April 26th, O-Fest Fair at the Quad from 1 to 5 p.m. Please note that the fair is free and open to the entire Oneonta community, but some items and services have a fee. At 7 p.m., watch Neon Trees perform at the Alumni Fieldhouse. On Sunday, April 27th, CurlCon is happening this year from 12 to 5 p.m. at Lee Hall. This weekend's average is around 50 degrees. Expect a couple showers early Saturday. Music-related news, Coco Jones releasing her debut album, Why Not More? A surprise single from Lorde titled, What Was That? And indie fans should check out New Things by Avery Friedman and The Crux by Joe. This has been your Oney Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked. Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody. We're so back. If you're tuning in for the first time, hello, my name is DJ Lonnie. I am the DJ of Miscellaneous Music every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. I hope you're all having a great week. It's a rainy, rainy day. It's O-Fest Day, which is amazing. It's the first show I have had. Whoa, pause. This is the first show I'm having without anyone on for a minute. And yeah, it's O-Fest Day, so if you're in Oneonta, if you're Oneonta local, Oneonta student, hope you're having great fun at the fair right now, even though it's a little rainy. I got on a mechanical bull today, and I will never do that again. And I did one of those, like, jump things where it's, like, you're in, like, a circle, and it's, like, these little, like, kicking things. Like, these, like, little, like, bars, I guess. You have to jump over them. Could I jump over one? No. Could I, like, lay under one? Yeah. And that was great. So yeah. Today's gonna be a lovely day, and today we are doing, oh, I can like hear myself. I hope I sound okay, guys. Call in and tell me if I don't sound okay on 607-436-2711, Woney 90.9 FM actually. But yeah, so today, fun day. We're going to do songs my friends want me to play. So I asked a few of my friends to give me a song or two to play on my I didn't just hit the microphone. On my show this week. And I hope you all enjoy. And yeah, so our first song is going to be a song that I like a lot. And it is a shortened version of the song. But it's really, really good and really amazing. So the first song is Come Back to Me. The radio edit actually, but Come Back to Me, and it was recommended to me by my friend Lexi, so shout out to Lexi. And yeah, please enjoy it. Come Back to Me. Let's go.
Find a night, stay good. Spring's always been here. I will sleep in her eyes. Come back to me like you used to do. Be what you be. I will roll you to the moon. I forgot the hour. I don't wanna know about the hour. Forgot the shower. Said so I shkando akawa. You don't have to be. You don't have to be the anything you say. Try not to be. Try not to be. There's something in this say. I told you I'm fine tonight. Stay good. Spring's always been here. I will sleep in her eyes. Ooh. forgot the hour. I don't wanna know about the hour. I forgot the shower. Says o ashkando akau. You don't have to beg. You don't have to be the anything you say. Try not to be. Try not to be that something in this city. I told you I'd find a night, stay good. Spring's always been here. I will sleep in her eyes.
So, that was Come Back to Me. That song is... like, I think every time I hear that song, it's like life introspection. And, like, I just gotta, like, I can't move. Like, I just... just deep song, deep song. Yeah, that was recommended to me by Lexi. Shout out, Lexi. I love you a lot. And... I actually watched the music video of this song for the first time with Lexi in Lexi's room because I, if you know me, you know I'm a big K-pop fan, okay? If you don't know me, hi, I'm Alani, I'm a big K-pop fan, I'm on OK Crew. That, like that, the two biggest things about me, I'm on OK Crew, I do WONI and I like K-pop, right? So I love, and I love BTS with all my heart and my soul. And I love Namjoon with all my heart, I'm just like RM, his stage or whatever. I hadn't listened to the album that the song came from, and I was really slacking on listening to that. I was like, damn, like, I need to, like, get on this. And I watched a music video, and after that, like, Lexi was telling me, you need to sit at, like, stare at the ceiling and listen to the song. I was like, oh, yeah, I will. And I kept forgetting, and I did it. It's just a really good album. If you ever wrong person, right place, something like that. If you just, yeah. So good, just really good. I also really like Lost from this album. It's really peak. But yeah, so that was Come Back to Me. Oh, that song always makes me really sad, but it's okay. So if you're just tuning in, hi once again, I'm DJ Lonnie. I run Miscellaneous Music every day. Wow, what? Okay, sorry. I run Miscellaneous Music every weekend, every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. Yeah. So, and that was Come Back to Me. So, our next song is from Lord's Solar Power. Whoa, what? Lord's Solar Power album. And this was recommended to me by my friend Michaela. Shout out Michaela. I don't think I ever listened to this album. Music lovers and goers and lovers of Lord, please do not yell at me. I never listened to it. I'm sorry. I really can't explain why. I just never did. And this is, so the next song is going to be Mood Ring. So I'm going to hear it for the first time. Some of you may be hearing it for the first time, or maybe I'm just behind on the curve. It's okay. But yeah, so this is Mood Ring. And I hope you enjoy a lot.
place, but inside can't seem to fix my mood. Today it's as dark as my roots. If I ever let them grow out. Now all of my oceans have ripped tides. Can't seem to find what's wrong. The whole world is letting me down. Don't you think the early 2000s seem so far away?
So that was Mood Ring by Lorde, and I really like that. Like I said before, I've never listened to Solo Power again. I'm so sorry, Lorde. But yeah, on the topic of Lorde, One, that was a really good song. I really liked it, and I'm gonna have to listen to that on my own time. Two, on topic of Lorde, for all my New York City livers who may be listening and have heard about, I believe it was Lorde in Washington Square Park. That's crazy, by the way. By the way, opening Instagram to see that Lorde is in the middle of Washington Square Park. Crazy. And for those who are not from the city and don't know, Washington Square Park is like, it's just like a park in Manhattan. West 4th Street on the M. That's what I got there. But yeah, I really like that. I think on top of Lorde, my favorite Lorde song, I mean, like, call me boring and, like, basic, but I really do like Ribs a lot. I'm just, like, it's just really good. So, yeah. But, yeah, that was really good. Thank you so much, Michaela. I really like that song. And, yeah, unrelated, but, like, I hope everyone who's listening goes to Neon Trees later. Because, like, I don't know. I only know, like, two of their songs, but that's okay. Like, hey, baby, won't you look my way? I can be your new addiction. Mind you, I'm in the band. But yeah, I really like that song. So if you're not doing anything today, go see Neon Trees. And if you are doing something today, I hope you have a great day. And next is, okay, and I don't I don't know if I'm gonna say this right. This is recommended to me by my friend Maddie B. Love you a lot, Maddie B. And so this is Anthony Kiedis, Kiedis by Remy Wolf. Okay, there's lore about me and Remy Wolf, actually, that I don't think, like, makes any sense at all, but, like, I feel like I should talk about it. One time I was on a plane, and I was, like, I forgot where I was going, so don't ask me, but I was on a plane, and I was, like, listening to something, and I connected to, like, the plane's, like music that they were playing, and it was like this like new, it was like this like indie something, and I was like, oh, I'm like so indie and like all indifferent, like let me listen to this one. And the Remy Wolf Still Woozy song came on, and I loved that song a lot. And yeah, and did I ever pick up the Remy Wolf cup again? No. But just so you know, Maddie, just so you know, I was Remy Wolfing for a day. And yeah, so this is Anthony Kiedis off the Juno album, which is our next song. And once again, plugging our phone number, you can call in at 607-436-2711. That is 607-436-2711. Was that like cool and commercial like? Anyways, so yeah, please enjoy Anthony Kiedis by Remy Wolf.
Shut down, yeah, and I don't have friends anymore. Everything's so cloudy, yeah, and I don't have feelings. I've seen my family dynamics like a red hot chili pepper. I love my family intrinsically like Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah, everything's so whack. When I turn my back, my life shuts down. Everything shut down, yeah, and I don't have friends anymore. Everything's so cloudy, yeah, and I don't have feelings. I feel my family dynamics like a red hot chili pepper. I love my family intrinsically like Anthony Kiedis.
Hello. No, nothing just played, by the way. So was I saying, I don't remember how I said Anthony Kiedis before it started. I don't think I was saying it right. Anthony Kiedis? I think I was saying Kiedis. I'm pretty sure. So I'm pretty sure I was saying that wrong. So that's Anthony Kiedis, actually. Did I watch music videos of this? I don't remember. This is the same day I think I watched Come Back to Me. Maddie and Lexi actually live together. Fun fact about my friends, they do live in Hayes and they live in a quad. And so I don't remember. We watched the Mimi Wolfie's videos. I don't remember which one it was. I'm really sorry. Whew, I'm really sorry. But yeah, that was the cutest. I really like that. Like, you know what? Yeah. Like, I was moving a bit. I liked it. And that's really all I have to say on Mimi Wolf. Like, I really did like that a lot. And I don't remember the songs we watched, but all I have with her is the plane. Really, just like the plane story. But next is a song recommended by my friend Tori, who I love a lot. It's my goat. And it's going to be I Don't Know with... Whoa, what? I Don't Know by J-Hope. One thing about me is I love me some J-Hope. I am going to confess that I didn't listen to this album fully either. I'm really sorry. Sorry to the world, but it's okay. So yeah. J-Hope, I Don't Know with Ha Yinjin, who... Les Seraphim, they're my favorite people ever. Like, I just like them a lot. I really do. So anything that, like, I just love Yunjin with all of my heart. And it's really, oh my gosh, I can geek out about K-pop for forever. And that's unfortunately not the theme of this show, so that's not what I'm going to do. But yeah, the next song's going to be I Don't Know with Ha Yunjin. And it's, I mean, I don't think J-Hope has ever released anything that I have not liked. Like, I'm just going to say that. And there's, like, there's few artists who I think can do that. But also, I haven't listened to all of his stuff. But also, like, I like a lot of his stuff. Like, he's just kind of, like, my goat of all time. And, yeah. So, this is going to be, I Don't Know, from the Hope on the Street album, I think, actually. Which I haven't finished listening to. I'm so sorry. But, yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Après la pluie, le beau temps et le sourire laissé au hasard.
So that was I Don't Know. Mind you, that was peak. I did like that a lot. I thought that was really good. Wow, that was really good. Oh, see, once again, I stand by the fact that he has released something that I don't like. I need to listen to that album. I know. I'm really flopping on my locking into anything ever right now. I'm not gonna lie. That was really good. Thank you so much, Tori, for recommending that. I love J-Hope a lot, and I love Yunjin a lot, so that was perfect. And yeah, that was, I don't know. If the people enjoyed the J-Hope, what is his first album called? Jack in the Box. Not the fast food restaurant. Is it Jack in the Box? Am I crazy? Jack, am I insane? am I crazy? Wait, no, because I need to, like, confirm this, that I'm not, like, actually crazy. Like, yeah, yes, okay, I'm not crazy. It's Jack in the Box by J-Hope. And More and Arson, top songs of all time. I listened to More the other day, and I was like, whoa. I was really, really obsessed with it in, like, sophomore year of high school, which... how long ago was that? 3 years ago, I think. About 3 years, so... yeah, it was 2025, 3 years ago. So, yeah. Peak. Peak, by the way. Like, that's all I have to say, peak. I think that... I'm not getting into that. Yeah, peak, by the way. So if you liked the J-Hope, tune into Jack in the Box, actually. So yeah. Anyways, our next song was recommended to me by my lovely, lovely friend Naima, who I miss a lot and who is back home. And this is gonna be some Raven Lynae. Raven Lynae. I hope I'm saying her name right. I don't know if you're listening, Naima, but I'm really sorry if you're not. But I'm getting inner communications from my cellular device that I cannot pay attention to right now. But yeah, this is gonna be Bad Idea by Raven Lynae. And I think I've heard Naima speak about this before. Speak about this, her. So I'm excited to hear it. So Naya, if you're listening, shout out to you. I love you a lot. And I hope you guys all enjoy Bad Idea by Raven Lynae. Let's go. Okay, I like that a lot. Sorry, I was like, okay, this is cute. That was really cute. Thanks, Naima, for recommending that. She was short. She was very short. That was like a 2-minute song. That was like on some like K-pop stuff. That was kind of crazy. But very good. I wonder, I'm like, is this a title track or a B-side? Which I don't think that means. I wonder if this is like her main song in her album, or like, is there a music video? Is there? I will be asking Naima these questions later, actually, because. Yeah, but that was quite good, and I did quite enjoy it a lot, actually. And next is, we're going to bring in some Lauryn Hill. So I asked my lovely friend Brianna, who I love a lot and miss a lot, to give me a song. And she gave me Doo-Wop, That's a Thing by Lauryn Hill. So, and this one's a doozy. This one's a long one. And I'm glad, actually. I love this song. So, yeah. And yeah, no, like, I have nothing else to say, really. Like, that's, like, next is Doo-Wop, That Thing. I hope you guys enjoy. See you in about 5 minutes.
Yo, remember yo. Back on the bully when cats used to harmonize, yeah. Like,
yo,
my men and my women, don't forget about the dean, this is not the most the king, yo, it's about a thing,
feel real good when
looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. To the man, or concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men, come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they offend, popping yang,
like you got yang,
let's not pretend, the one to pack pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement, still the name of his basement, the pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man, need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids, been the face in court case when the child support's late, money taking heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate men, the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men, how you gonna win when you ain't right with them? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
Very intelligent women in here, man. Do you think you're too young to really love somebody?
No.
I say it for me. I'm an adult. I say, wait, you too young to be in love. This is silly. You're infatuated with him. He got nice jeans. You wear fancy Adidas. I mean, it might be something I don't know.
It's a difference from
patient.
You can love anybody, but when you in love with somebody, you looking at it like this. You taking that person for what he or she is, no matter what he or she look like, or no matter what he or she do. You looking at it like this. You might stop being in love with them, but you is not gonna stop loving that person.
Maybe sometimes they've never been loved before. Yeah, true. They've never been in love before. They don't know what the feeling is to be loved.
Yeah, she poetic.
She killed it. We can end that conversation with that, right?
Hello, we are so back. That was that thing. I heard this song a lot when I was younger, grew up listening to it. But I don't think I've ever heard to the end. So it started like going down and I thought like I was like accidentally messing with the fader or something. And I was like, what is happening? And then I locked in. But I got really nervous for a second. I was like, oh my God, this song. But it was okay. I was like, there's still 2 minutes left. What's going on? So anyways, yeah, that was that thing. Like, Lauryn Hill's great. I love that song. I heard it a bunch when I was younger. It's amazing. It's 3:45. We have 15 minutes left. Whoa, what? It's 4:35, whatever I just said. And yeah, we have a while left. We only have a few more friends left for, like, their first song. And then there's some repeats, okay? There's some repeats. But, yeah. So, the next song is by... My friend On recommended this to me. And love you, On, a lot. And he's also DJ Woni. Please listen to his show, What's for Dinner, on Saturdays. At 7 p.m., 8 p.m.? One of those times. Tune in. I tune in whenever he says so and I'm locked in. Yeah, really, really, really good show. Lock in for DJ On Air. Love that guy a lot. So this is recommended by him. It is Graham Kartzna and it is Autistic Genius. I haven't heard the song, so we're going to be listening to it together. It is from the Rhetoric on Sublime album, if that means anything to anyone who may be a Graham fan. And yeah, so let's just honestly just get right into it. I'm excited. It's a shorter one. It's a shorter one. It's giving like a B-side. I can't stop using K-pop terminology. You just got to work with me here. And yeah, let's do it.
I'm not the one who's been waiting for you.
Okay, so we actually have a caller who is actually on, who recommended me the song. So, oh my gosh, if anything's playing, no, it's not. Here's on.
Hello?
All right.
Hello?
Can the people hear you?
I don't know. I'm not on air.
I think the people should be. I think the people should be able to hear you. I think you're on air, DJ on air. So, tell us about that.
Okay, wait. I am on air.
Tell us.
Hi, everyone. This is me on. I'm your DJ on air. I have a show every Saturday night from 7 to 8 where we talk about music and food. Please tap in.
This is my goat of all time, actually. And this guy's a great DJ.
Yes, and this is my all-time goat, Alani, DJ of miscellaneous music, which you're listening to right now.
That is true. Mm-hmm. And I also did get on Showtime Right. Thank God. Please tune in at 7 p.m. on Saturdays.
Well, I don't know if you got it right, but you kind of hit it. You were like, 7, 8?
I wasn't sure. I just tune in whenever you say to tune in. Like, I'm just locked in. Like, I just listen, man.
It's okay. I have to set a Google Calendar because I keep missing your show.
I'm smack in the middle of a Saturday. It's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. You want to tell us about the song or? Or you just want to?
No.
Hey. All right.
I just want to say hi. Tell them on my show date. Let me not interrupt you. Get back on with your show. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for calling on.
Of course. Okay. Bye, man. Have fun.
All right. Bye, man. Bye. Okay. So that was On, who's actually my goat of all time, if you didn't know. And that was also Autistic Genius by Graham Cartna, which I liked. It was like kind of like there was some like whispers of lyrics. And I kind of, okay, if any of you are as much of a geek nerd as I am, it reminds me a lot of ENA. And ENA is like this like YouTube series of this like this like shape woman. And she gets in adventures. There's like a 3D dog and it's like silly and there's like stuff going on. I like it a lot. It reminded me of that. So just letting you guys know, if you're ever bored, tune into ENA. I like it a lot. It's quite good. So next. I don't know. So the next song is recommended to me by my friend Lily, who I love a lot and love her a lot. And so, fun fact about Lily is that her music taste is very like random and kind of niche. I don't know if this song is random and kind of niche. I've just never heard it before personally, but I'm not the most niche listener in the world. But we were having a conversation about this yesterday on my bed, mind you. And we were like, yeah, you know, talking about how like you can tell it's Lily because she'll hit up the Red Velvet and then she'll hit up some like super like niche indie song of all time. And then you'll be like, oh snap, like Lily, like that's Lily right there. So the song is Rook Monroe, I Did Drugs For You. And as a DJ at Woni, I do not recommend doing drugs. I do not, endorse doing drugs. And I endorse doing everything safely. So, yeah. And so we're going to play this song. Again, never heard it before. We're going to listen to it for the first time. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get into it. Let's go. This is I Did Drugs By Rook Monroe.
Just took off, I'll see you later. Unless I'm still going. Not empathetic. Sure, I've tried and still don't get it. Right now I feel like I do. But who wouldn't on the moon? Sunbathing, I see the reflection of Earth in your eyes. It's not like in the movies at all, no surprise. We, yes, I said we, I get beside myself sometimes. It's like a work of art. Petals of roses, fields and orchards, forbidden fruits that we indulge in. Told me hold out my tongue and I swear it put heaven into focus. Playing all our heart's chords, I've never heard a song quite like this one. I did drugs for. I did drugs for.
did drugs for you. Color coding, rainbows, the prism laser. Can't find my phone, I'll get it later. Because I'm still going. Peanut butter bucket seats in a 65. They used to be her dad's pride and joy. What do you think about these windows fogged this close to the Hollywood sign? Stargazing eyes, see the reflection of Mars in your eyes. I wonder if it's alright to leave our physical forms down here like this. And we, yes I said we, but I'm not beside myself this time. You'll be my work of art. Forbidden fruits that we indulge in. Told me hold out my tongue and I swear it put heaven in the focus. Playing all our hearts chords. I've never heard a song quite like this one. It's new. I'll have to tell a kid how I did drugs for.
Okay, so that was Rook Monroe. I'm staring at this guy's name. Rook Monroe, I Did Drugs For You. That was pretty gas. Another, well, not actually, well, Lily's never pointed me wrong, actually. So a W that I expected, and I really did like that, actually, a lot. That's really all I have to say about it. It was a good song. I enjoyed it. And next, what is next? What is happening? Whose song is next? Hold on. Okay. So I want everyone who is, this is some type of European, and I can't, Tchaikovsky and Solitude, the Miniature Attackers, please. I am so sorry to anyone who speaks any language everywhere, actually, of how terrible that pronunciation was. But it is the Miniature Tigers, and it is recommended by my lovely Maddie W, who I love a lot. And one thing about me is I love me some Miniature Tigers. And if you know, tell me how you feel about me, do you like me? It's actually off the same album, which is actually peak, mind you. And yeah, so Czechoslovakia. It sounds like I'm trying to say Czechoslovakia. Tchaikovsky and Solitude. Tell Us to the Volcano album. Miniature Tigers is amazing. I love them a lot. Also, give a listen to Easy as All That, which I have played before on the show. If you've been a long time listener, and what's their other song I like a lot? Honestly, just give them a listen. They're low-key, like, peak. And they're kind of, like, low-key, like, indie. Like, I don't know. But I like them a lot. And, yeah. So, the next song is going to be Tchaikovsky. Thank you to Maddie B, who just told me how to say that. Tchaikovsky and Solitude. Let's go.
Tchaikovsky and cry. Pour myself a glass of red wine. I was thinking of something you said. Hey, it's okay to behave. Life is like a glass of cheap champagne being thrown in your face by your day. 300 miles away. Solitude.
Okay, so I was saying that. Also, apparently, this guy's a famous composer. Wow, that's amazing, Chuck Schof. Whoa. No, I gotta pull up the pronunciation. Hold on. No one say anything. Tchaikovsky and Solitude. And so, if you think about this, if he's a famous composer and Miniature Tigers are saying that they listen to Tchaikovsky and they write, and the Solitude, it's they're putting together some crazy fire beats, probably listening to Tchaikovsky. Okay, so yeah. And that was Miniature Tigers. I love Miniature Tigers a lot. You heard me say that. We're in our last 10 minutes. So let's lock in. We do have many a song to get to, I fear. And unfortunately, I don't know if we'll get to some of the lovely second songs. But hey, it is what it is. We'll see. So the next... I just yelled in your ear. I'm so sorry. Okay, so the next song is going to be Sailor Song by Gigi Perez, which was recommended to me by my lovely roommate, Eileen. I don't know if you're listening, but this one's for you, my goat. Please enjoy Sailor Song by Gigi Perez. Let's go. Let's go.
The ride is well. can go forever until you wanna sit it out.
Okay, that was Sailor Song by Gigi Perez, which, and correct me if I'm wrong, I believe one part of that song was popular somewhere at some point, because I do remember hearing, kiss me on the mouth and love me like a sailor, like everywhere. But please correct me if I'm wrong on there. Thank you so much for the recommendation, Eileen. Love you a lot. Hope you're having a great time at home right now. Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah, so that was lovely. Ow, I just hit my switch on. That's all I got to say about that. Like, I liked it a lot. Like, you know what? I mean, like, yeah. It was cute. The next song is one of my favorite songs of all time. So, if you don't like it, you can't tell me that. Like, you're not allowed to, by the way. So, you can't tell me that. So, the next song is recommended by my dearest friend, Kaidi, my bestest friend in the world. And to any Canadians besides Kaidi listening, shout out to y'all. To my one Canadian that I know is listening, love you a lot, man. And so, this is going to be Smoke Sprite by Suyun featuring RM. I want the people to know that the minute this song came out, I tuned in and I never tuned out. Like, I love this song a lot. I'm just going to play it. I love it a lot. Please enjoy Smoke Sprite by Suyun featuring RM. Let's do it.
Your best lover, your phase lover.
Take all my needs. Stop you.